I awoke to guns. Their shattering roar destroyed my rest, and I could sleep no more. I arose and threw the window open wide. The sky a rosy ruddy red I spied, and all on the roof above me loudly clattered, like hailstones, shrapnel, everywhere bespattered. A child of seven, never had I been so terrified at what I'd heard and seen. "What is it, Mum?" I asked, "that sky so red?" "It's just a zeppelin raid," she calmly said. "And what," I asked, "is making all that noise?" "The guns," she answered, "fired by our soldier boys." Ah, guns, I'd seen such things before. My father had one when he went to war, carried on his shoulder, long and thin. But could a gun like that make such a din? My mother, just as ignorant as I, was sure they could, then pointed to the sky. "There it is," she said, "the zeppelin." I saw it there, a tiny little thing. A finger long, it probed into a cloud. But still the guns barked furious and loud, then stopped. "It's over now," my mother said. "Come on now, back you go to bed."
Now walk down the tunnel a little. Stop at the red box. Keep listening. This is Annie Pope, a factory worker.
When I was at school, I remember the 1914 war, which we never had many teachers. And what the girls used to do, we used to sit and knit socks for soldiers who were in the war. My father was in the war. And during the war, we used to just go to school. My mother had to go to work.
Where was she working?
In the Millwall docks, to do with the army, to help the army. And we used to take shelter down in the Greenwich subway when we were children. And then when the war was over...
This was the first war, was it?
This is the 1914 war. And I can still remember a bomb dropping in Stemdale Street, not far from where we lived. But it was only a small crater. Not like the Second World War. It was a small crater, and it was nothing compared with the other war at all. And also I can still remember the Zeppelin going over, what came down in Cuffley. I can see it now in my mind's eye, coming down in flames.
Memory is not like a film or a video that can be rewound and played back. Time and space tend to become displaced. And what one remembers as having happened at this or that time, or in this or that place, can often be found to be chronologically and spatially out of accord with well-researched histories of the times and places concerned.